You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you are challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series on the imitation of Christ, now looking at confidence of grace. For more on this episode, follow the link in the show notes to Douglas's website. Now here's today's teaching.
The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Today is our 20th meditation. It's from Book 3, Chapter 30. And the subject is on the confidence of grace. As with all the podcasts in this series, there are scriptures noted, scriptures that are quoted or alluded to or that directly apply. For example, today we have scriptures from James, from Nahum, Matthew, Jeremiah, 1 Peter, Numbers, Psalms, John, Luke, and 2 Corinthians. If you ever find yourself wanting more content, you can look up these scriptures, or you can find any version of the Imitation of Christ you want, order the book, or find it in the public domain on the World Wide Web. Today, I also give a further consideration. Originally, I thought I might do a separate podcast on this, but there's what I think is an important word for us from Book 2, Chapter 10, which you'll see in the notes. We'll be tomorrow having a podcast called On Bearing with the Faults of Others. But today, we're going to focus on ourselves. On the Confidence of Grace will be read straight through without interruption or comment. Christ. My friend, I am good and a strong refuge when trouble comes. Come to me whenever it is not well with you. When you are too slow to call to me in prayer, this causes a lack in heavenly comfort. Before you earnestly seek me, you first seek after many other means of comfort. You refresh yourself with outward things, so you find that all these earthly things have not helped you at all. You must learn that I am the only one you can trust to deliver you. There is no strong help, no helpful counsel, no lasting remedy but me. But now, as you recover courage following your storm, grow strong in the light of my mercies. For I, the Lord, say that I restore all things, not only as they were at the beginning, but more abundantly and stacked higher than they once were. I am the Lord, the God of all the peoples in the world. Is anything too hard for me? Where is your faith? Stand firm with perseverance. Be patient and strong. Comfort will come to you at the right time. Wait for me. Yes, wait. I will come and heal you. When temptation troubles you and unfounded fears terrify you, remember this. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. It is futile and useless to be disturbed or wrought up about future things which may never come. But it is human nature to be deceived by these fallacies. It is a sign that your mind is still weak, as it is so easily distracted at the threat of an enemy. For the enemy does not care if he can deceive you with something that is true or false, whether it's the love of the present or fear of the future. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid. When you think you are far removed from me, I am often the closest. When you determine almost all is lost, then there's often a greater opportunity at hand. All is not lost when something goes contrary to your wishes. Do not judge something according to your present feelings, or grieve any time something goes wrong. Do not believe there is no hope of escape. Do not think of yourself as being totally abandoned, even though I have sent to you some trials and troubles, and even withdrawn some cherished comforts. No, this is the way to the kingdom of heaven. Without a doubt, it is better for you and for all of my servants that you should be proven by adversities rather than having everything the way you would like it. I know your hidden thoughts. It is very necessary for your soul's health that you should sometimes be left without joy, so you won't be lifted up by prosperity and won't desire to please only yourself. What I have given, I am able to take away and then restore again, all for my good pleasure. What I have given is mine. When I take it away, I've not taken what is yours. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. These good things come through me. When you experience grief or frustration, do not be angry. Do not let your heart be sad. I am able to quickly lift you up and change every burden into joy. I am just and greatly to be praised when I do these things to you. If you will look at this the right way, with truth, you will never be so discouraged by adversity, but will rejoice and give thanks. Yes, consider it the highest honor that I do not spare you from sorrows. As I have spoken to my beloved disciples, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. I sent them not unto worldly joys, but to great conflicts. Not unto honors, but contempt. Not unto ease, but to hard labors. Not unto rest, but to bring much fruit through patience. My friend, remember these words.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas's series on the imitation of Christ.
For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas's website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas's teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.